It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the morning show. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Got some clouds, 71 degrees on this first official day of summer, I think at 9:52, summer solstice. Again, I don't know how they arrive at that exactly, but that's when summer shows up. So there you go. But hey, we've been talking about not being bored this summer. And something great happening with Chehankopee Zoo. We've got Kathy Dickman in now. Thursday's normally your time, but hey, you've got something so special. It's like, no, come on today because we need to talk about this.
Absolutely. If you can't find something to do this week in town, you got to.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, you're never going to find anything.
Exactly.
So, no, we have in the studio with me today is Judy Hunkins. Judy Hunkins Hardy, of course, you might. The name might sound familiar
yes,
a couple of reasons. I'm near and dear to my heart, a family member who I had the pleasure of having in my life since birth. Mm-hmm. and when my children grew up, my kids were never bored with Auntie Judy around. And so Judy has been instrumental in the zoo. But behind the scenes, you might not have seen her. She's been instrumental in zombie paintball, very creative. Mega creative, and then found herself into cooking very well and has done numerous children's books. And then the latest, what we're here to talk about, is our first cooking class for children happens Saturday.
Can't wait. Judy Hunkins Hardy, welcome to the show. Good
Thank
to
you.
Have you in studio.
You.
An accomplished author. We're going to go with that.
Okay.
Because that is definitely what you are. Judy, tell us a little bit about the cookbooks. When did this idea hit you? When did this all start?
It started with COVID, actually.
Okay.
I was watching TV, and I was seeing that the kids were depressed, more so in the larger cities than in this area, being cooped up for a year, some even longer, in their houses. And they do a lot of screen time. And I thought, why aren't they doing something with their hands?
Right.
Well, cooking, everybody has to eat. Cooking, you need to have your hands. You can create. It gives them another outlet. And maybe they can just find something in there that they like.
Absolutely.
So that's where I started making the cookbooks.
So cooking's been a part of your life. When did that start?
I never wanted to cook.
I said she was creative. I never said she made us great meals when we were growing up.
Kathy's new to this, too. My dad, I told Kathy this, my dad says, you've been making chocolate chip cookies. He said, for 7 years, I think you can move on to something else. And I was like 14 then. And so I did move on to something else. I made bread. And that was the mistake, and I'll tell you why. My mom and dad were working, and so I found a recipe, and it was for a loaf of bread. And I made the bread, but I made them into buns, and I cooked them as long as a loaf. So unfortunately, they tasted good. I smelled good. But unfortunately, you could put an eye out if you threw one.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, then mom comes home, and she goes, I smell bread. Do you make bread? And I said, nope. I had hit him in the bottom of the garbage can, and I said, and I didn't think she'd find it, but you can't get that bread smell out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she comes after supper, she comes in the living room, and she says, you did make bread. And she's the one that pried it loose, and you know, this is 3-in-1. She pried it loose, and she goes, it smells, it tastes good. She says, so tomorrow morning we're making bread. There went my Saturday.
Okay.
It took all day to make bread.
But what a great way to spend some time together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced.
Yeah.
So not just cookbooks, but children's books. And we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday. But you've got children's books, and you've done a lot of work. I mean, as far as being an author, which you are, how many books have you got out?
There are 10 children's books.
Wow.
I've got two of them are fiction for little kids, and I started with those. Actually, I graduated from the Institute of Children's Literature in 19... 19- 95. I don't know if I should say that or
well,
not.
Well, congratulations. But, no, that's an accomplishment
that,
right in itself.
That is a four-year course. I graduated twice, actually. To graduate, the first one was to get sell your work to a magazine, and I sold boxes of fun to American Scouting magazine. And so I got $100 for it. I framed it. I was so proud. And that's how I graduated. If you don't get a contract, you don't graduate. Mm-hmm. So then my next was a book. And so my whole book was how-to of different things, household things. Yeah. Kathy's got part of that now. That mm-hmm. was my one of my books that I just recently done, and that'll be in the zoo.
Fantastic.
Things that are around the house. Mm-hmm. Nobody has to go out and buy
to be in Margie's gift
to do
shop.
Crafts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. It is in the gift shop. Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Let's focus on Saturday. Okay. This is going to be a fun day for kids. Tell us about this cooking class. What's going to be happening?
Well, I'm a kid myself, so I want to have fun, and I want them to have fun. This is not just a cookbook with recipes. It's also a tool, a teaching tool. Because I'm showing them what to look for, let's say, do you know how to make a hamburger?
Mm-hmm. Do I?
Yeah.
Well, of course, look at me. I'm a foodie, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Definitely, but again, I had to learn that.
Yeah, but there's a way to learn it. And if you take your hand, and I'm going to teach, the kids are going to be making a monster burger. It's not the size of the burger. They're going to be putting eyes on it and different things and tongues and whatever they want to do.
Sure.
They're going to design it, and we're going to take pictures of those because that's part of the
fun
there.
Yeah.
So, but when you make a burger, you want to put an indent in the middle of it. And that's because when you cook a burger, and if it's flat, it's going to, the middle's going to come up, and that's going to not be cooked as well.
Okay.
So you bite into it, you're probably doing pretty good. The outside is really well done, and then the inside is going to be possibly raw in the middle. So what you do is you put that indent in there, you put the burger on there, and when you see the juice will come up in that middle, kind of like a little pool.
Yeah.
That burger's telling you, flip me. So you flip it. You've got about another minute on the other side because it's already halfway cooked. Now the whole burger is cooked at the same time inside. And so it's a perfect burger if you want it medium or whatever. So these are the things that the kids are going to
learn. So not like us, Bill. We put a pound on the grill and go, let's have a beer and let's have a Heineken. Yes. And then mm-hmm. it's done now. We'll crisp it off.
Well, and I said I know how to cook burgers. I didn't say they were good.
You know, when
I'm going to try this.
When people call about the class, and we have room in the class, which is why we're here today. We have room for more children to sign up. This is 12 and older.
Okay.
$25 includes the cookbook.
Okay, so you get that with
you
the
get
deal.
That with
and
that.
You get to take the ribs and the burger. Well, yeah. They're going to eat their burger there, but I want to take pictures unless our time runs out.
Sure.
Well, but as like I said, people call and go, oh, what are they going to make? And it's like, they're going to make ribs and burgers. This is not like you're going to make a Rice Krispie bar.
No, this is the real
this
deal.
This is a real
this
thing.
Is
and I, we
this
had
is
what the nicest letter, and I shared it with Judy, an email from a mother who said, please sign my daughter up. This is the only thing she's shown interest in this summer.
Wow.
And so back to the origin of her creating these things is someone was sitting home and going, I want to do something. Oh, my gosh, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. So another avenue the zoo's taking, not even out that far out of science. She just talked to us about the science of it.
Exactly.
So it's all in the same thing. And we're very excited to be sponsoring this. And so you have to pre-register so we have everything. But it's getting down to the crunch time on that for ingredients.
Yes, I have to make sure I have plenty of supplies
sure.
for everybody.
So how do people pre-register for this?
They can call the zoo. They can come to the zoo. They can email. Any way that they can get to us, we'll get them on there, and we'll confirm it back at you in just minutes. So.
What a fantastic opportunity for kids to learn and confidence. And if you inspire just one, which it sounds like you have, then you've done your job.
Yep.
You know, because inspiration lasts forever, I think.
Yep.
So, Judy, congratulations and all the success to you on these books. And I hope you have a great turnout on Saturday.
I do, too.
Thanks for stopping
in. They're going to have a lot of fun.
All right.
So am I.
Judy Hawkins-Hardy, look for her books. I'm sure you're going to be seeing a lot more of those. And
Absolutely.
Come back and talk with us anytime. Kathy, great to have you in as always.
Well, I'm very proud to be here with Judy today.
And you'll be in tomorrow for the zoo, the morning zoo?
The morning zoo. Get those kickstands up at noon. So people can still drop their kids at the cooking class, pick them up, and still make the bike run.
Fantastic. Good way to.
Ribs in hand.
great way to incorporate all that. Oh, thanks so much. It's 8:30 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a